Namanda, Vatsinamanda, 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 Namanda.
I'll begin this morning by reading a passage from Shinran Shonin's Kyogyo Shincho. This is actually a passage from the larger sutra, and this is what we call the primal vow. This is the main scriptural basis for our teaching of the Nembutsu. So I'd like to share this with all of you as we begin our Dharma talk this morning. Please join me in Gassho. Before becoming a Buddha, in his stage as Dharmakara Bodhisattva, Amida Buddha established this vow. If, when I attain Buddhahood, the sentient beings of the 10 quarters, with sincere mind, entrusting themselves, aspiring to be born in my land, and saying my name perhaps even 10 times, should not be born there, may I not attain the supreme enlightenment. Excluded are those who commit the 5 grave offenses and those who slander the right Dharma. Watashi ga hotoke ni natta toki, arayuru hitobito ga makoto no kokoro de shinji yorokobi watashi no kuni ni umareru to omotte. Tatoeba 東海念仏して、もし生まれることができないようなら、私は決して悟りを開きません。ただし、五逆の罪を犯したり、正しい教えを阻止する者は除かれると。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone. Good morning. 皆さん、おはようございます。Thank you for joining us this morning for our first service of the month of November. November, we have a special service. We have a special service every month. Next week, we have a special service, and I hope you'll all be able to join us for that. Can anyone tell me what the special Buddhist service is for next month, Phoebe? Veterans Day is an important service that we have next week, and this is a bit of a trick question because our actual major Buddhist service for next month is not Veterans Day service, but from 11:30 we have the Eitaikyo service, the Eitaikyo service. Can anyone explain to me what Eitaikyo is? Eitaikyo means the perpetual chanting of the sutras. Eitaikyo is a service that's held at most Buddhist temples here in the United States of our tradition, Jodo Shinshu temples, and also in Japan. In Japan, it's one of the important services, and it's a service when we remember loved ones who made dedicated efforts to support the Buddha Dharma, to support the temple, and it's a time when we show our appreciation for the fact that we have a temple. It's a time when we think about the fact that as long as we have a temple, we have a place where we'll be able to hear the teachings of the Buddha, where we'll be able to chant the sutras, we'll be able to chant the words of the Buddha. So this passage that I read at the start of my talk, this is a verse from the larger sutra. This is the words of the Buddha. So a temple is a place where we come to hear the words of the Buddha. And so this month, our theme, our kind of topic we'll be thinking about is this temple as a special place to hear the Buddha's teachings. So today I want to talk about what is at the center of the temple. Can anyone point their finger at the center of this temple? Center of the temple. Very good, very good. I see Nina is pointing right here to the center. Nina, what are you pointing at? You're pointing at Amida Buddha. That's right. Amida Buddha is at the very center of the temple. I saw a couple people point up at the ceiling, thinking maybe that's the middle. Maybe that we think of that as the geographic center of the temple. Maybe the place, if we wanted to get in the, you know, draw a big circle around the temple property and find the middle, maybe that would be it. But the center of the temple, the place around which all the activities of our temple revolve, is right here, this statue of Amida Buddha, right? So look at that statue and tell me, what do you see? What do you see? Can you tell me something that you notice about that statue when you look at it? What is it doing? What is that statue doing? What is Amida Buddha doing in this statue? Yeah, Kate, what do you see? He's standing, that's right. Amida Buddha is standing. Sometimes we see statues of the Buddha where the Buddha is sitting down. Why do you think Amida Buddha is standing up? What do you think, Kate? Okay, that's right. The Amida Buddha is standing up and Amida Buddha is pointing. It looks like he's pointing. Actually, if you come up close, you'll see that he's actually doing like this. Okay, I'm sort of exaggerating with my fingers here, but can you see what I'm doing here? His fingers are together, but he has one finger doing this. What does this look like to you when I do this? What is it, Phoebe, what does it look like to you? It looks like an okay, right? And that's what Amida Buddha is doing. This is called the gesture of removing fear. Amida Buddha is saying, it's okay. Everything is okay. Right? You didn't get enough Halloween candy? That's okay. You got too much Halloween candy and now you have a stomachache? That's okay. Right? He's removing our fear. Right? Removing our fear. This gesture here, what does it look like if I do this? What does this look like I'm doing? Offering something, it's called the gesture of fulfilling wishes, fulfilling promises, right? So in this verse that I read from the Larger Sutra, the Buddha makes a special vow. He makes a vow that everyone who hears his teaching, who entrusts in the Buddha, and who recites the name of the Buddha, who says Namo Amida Butsu, that everyone who does that will be able to realize enlightenment, to be free from fear, right? So he's helping us, he's offering us, he's reaching down to help us, all of the people who are here in this world of confusion, in this world of conflict and fighting, the Buddha's reaching down to help us, to let us know it's okay. Okay, so if you look at this statue of Amida Buddha, if you come after service, I'll open up this door here on the side, and we're going to move this book up to the front. So you can come to the side and take a little look. You can walk up on the steps. Don't walk up on the purple carpet, but you can even come up on the steps if you need to and take a look. And if you do, you'll notice that Amida Buddha's leaning forward a little bit. He's leaning forward slightly, so that means he's leaning out. He's coming out to help us. So this expresses Amida Buddha, unlike some Buddha statues we see that are sitting. Amida Buddha is a Buddha who comes out to help people, right? So when we come to the temple, we always think about Amida Buddha as at the center. So when you come into the temple or before you go off to your Dharma school class, what do? When you come, you bow before the Buddha. So people often come here to the temple, and when they come here to visit the temple, do we have any students here today from CSM or any of the local schools? Notre Dame, no. Oftentimes we have students from local schools who will come here for services, and they come during the week, sometimes they come on the weekends, but they always come up and they come and take a look. Maybe they take some pictures, they might ask some questions, and oftentimes they ask, I see everybody bowing here. Are you bowing to the Buddha? I say, yes, we're bowing here to the Buddha. Oh, okay, so is the Buddha like your God? Right? And I say, oh, well, I'm a Buddhist priest, so I don't know that much about God. So I can't tell you whether the Buddha is God or not, but why don't you tell me, what is your God like? Sometimes they say, well, our God created the world and created the universe, created the heavens and the earth. Did the Buddha do that?
No.
No, the Buddha didn't do that. The Buddha didn't create the heavens and the earth, right? Says, well, our God, he can control things. He can, for example, if something happens, we say it was because God decided that would happen. Maybe they could say maybe that God could make it rain, or God could keep it from raining, God could prevent storms, or God could cause storms. Do you think the Buddha can do that?
No.
No? No, that's not what the Buddha does, right? The Buddha does something different. So the Buddha provides us with peace of mind so that even if it rains on a day when we were planning to go to the park, we might feel very disappointed, but the Buddha's wisdom helps us to see what? That's okay, right? It's okay. Or if it doesn't rain for a long time and we get a drought,
that's okay.
It's okay, but people are suffering, right? Does the Buddha think that's okay if people are unhappy? No, no. So the Buddha teaches us that when we have problems, we should help each other. So it's not okay when bad things happen in the sense that, oh, we don't care about it, but it's okay because we come together and we help each other. So that's what the Buddha teaches us. So the Buddha doesn't control the world. The Buddha doesn't create the world, but the Buddha gives us the wisdom to live in this world by helping one another. Right? So with the Buddha in our lives, we can have peace of mind. We can realize it's okay because the Buddha is helping us. He's reaching down from the world of enlightenment to help us so that one day we too can arrive at this world of enlightenment. I always say, remember this, the purpose of Buddhism is not to be a good Buddhist. The purpose of Buddhism is to become a Buddha, to become awakened, right? So when we come here to the temple, we look at the Buddha and we think about the Buddha's, Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion, how they're guiding us so that we too can realize wisdom and compassion. We too become a Buddha. So when we bow to the Buddha, see, we stand here and we bow to the Buddha, we're not actually bowing to something that's outside of ourself, because the Buddha provides his teaching so that we too can become a Buddha. So when we look at Amida Buddha, we often say Amida Buddha is like a mirror. So when you look at Amida Buddha, it's like looking in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, do you see golden skin and blue hair?
No.
No, right? So it's not a mirror for things that we see with our eyes, but it's a mirror that shows us inside. Inside, it shows you what kind of person you are inside. So the Buddha says it doesn't really matter what you look like on the outside. The important thing is, how do you look on the inside? So when we come and we bow before the Buddha, that's why we look at the Buddha, but then we bow down. So when we bow down, our head goes down, right? We don't bow like this. We bow down because we bow down, we're seeing that mirror inside. What is my heart like? Am I being kind? Am I being wise? Am I doing what's right? So that is the Buddha. For us, the Buddha is like a mirror showing us what our reflection on the inside. So the reason I'm wearing this special mic today is because I wanted to conclude by doing a little review of how we offer incense and our way of bowing before the Buddha. This is something very important that we do when we come into the temple. So this month, as we think about this temple is a special place, and how grateful we are to all the people who worked hard to build this temple and to keep it going until today. Let's think about how we act and the things that we do. And so today I want to talk about this one important thing we do, offering incense. I'm going to do a little demonstration for all of you. So when we come into the temple, we come up to the front here. We get right about here, about maybe two or three steps in front. We do a little bow. And this bow we do with our hands down at our sides. Just like this, okay? Some people put their hands in front like this, that's okay. Some people put them down at the sides like this, that's okay too. But here we just do a little bow, 15 degrees or so. And then we step forward. You can step forward with the left foot if you want. Then we take a little piece of incense. We set it here on the charcoal. Okay, and then as the smoke is coming up, we just take one piece, one pinch, and we set it directly on the charcoal. Sometimes people will do like this. They might do two or three offerings like this. That's okay, but our way of offering incense is just to take a little pinch and set it right on the charcoal. Okay? And then we join our hands like this. This is called dasho. Dasho, everybody, can you do this with me? Dasho. Get hands together. And our way of doing gassho is to put our hands right here in the middle of our chest, like this. See? So it's just kind of lightly touching. And can you see what my hands are doing with my ninju? See,
See, they're looped through the middle. So if you have a nenju, you loop both hands through the middle, like this. Okay? And then facing the Buddha, what do we say?
Namandavutsu, 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 namandavutsu.
Then this time we do a deeper bow. So I'm facing the Buddha, namandavutsu, namandavutsu. Then I bow a little bit deeper like this. So my hands are kind of straight with the ground. But remember, when I bow this time, my head goes down too, right? Bow like this, right? Because remember, I'm looking inward, right? And then straighten up, put my hands back down to my sides, and step back with my right foot, and do a little bow, okay? So remember, little bow, step forward, offer incense, gassho, namang, namang, bigger bow, straighten up, step back, little bow. Okay. Now, what if there's a long line? Some of you know the answer to this. What do you do? Phoebe, what do you do?
You step to the side.
You step to the side, that's right. So sometimes after service this morning, there'll be a line of maybe 10 or 15 people. So we do that. We put the incense on the charcoal, and then you step to the side here to make room for someone else to come up. And when you, while you're stepping to the side, then I can stand right here. Namam, namam. And do my bow. And the next person can step to that side. And this way everybody can kind of move through efficiently. So you have to stand in the middle to offer the incense, but you can do the gassho and bowing from the side if there's a line of people behind you. Okay. Are there any questions about this? No? Everybody's going to do it perfectly, right? Very good. Okay, so we'll conclude here. Yes, Joan, do you have a question? No, it doesn't have to be perfect. That's a wonderful question. The most important matter is your feeling in your heart, remember? It's not, did I bow at just the right point, or did I put enough incense on? Don't put too much, but the important thing is your feeling in your heart. So don't worry too much about, you know, if my hands are just so, or if my angle is just right. I explain it so that you'll know, but don't worry too much about trying to be perfect, right?
So in conclusion, let's once again hear these words of Shinran Shonin and the Buddha's wish to provide us all with a path to freedom from suffering. Please join me in Gassho. If, when I attain Buddhahood, the sentient beings of the 10 quarters, with sincere and trusting mind, aspire to be born in my land and say my name perhaps even 10 times, should not be born there, may I not attain supreme enlightenment. Excluded are those who commit the 5 grave offenses and those who slander the right dharma.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.